listener production.
Hello, Adam Hemmings with your news briefing. A teenager will face a sentencing hearing next month after pleading guilty over the unlawful killing of a Perth woman. The 30-year-old and her unborn baby died last November, days after she was struck in the head with a lump of concrete. It followed an altercation in the car park of a Carrawarra shopping centre. Police believe a bushfire which posed a threat to five Perth suburbs is the work of an arsonist. Parts of North Beach, Karain, Karana, Marmion and Watermans Bay were on high alert yesterday as crews battled the blaze. It destroyed around 6.5 hectares of land around the Star Swamp Reserve. Detective Senior Constable Jacinta Steers says they need public help to catch the firebug.
Naturally, there's going to be a massive community and public concern, especially when you have got things like schools in close proximity and also a number of residential properties.
That audio from 7 News. Poor management and understaffing have been blamed for a serious assault at Hakea Prison. 3 officers have allegedly been attacked by an inmate, including a woman who was thrown to the ground. The state opposition is applying extra pressure for a royal commission into issues at the Perth Mint. Leader Shane Love has written to the Prime Minister to launch an inquiry, claiming the Premier is compromised.
We need to get to the bottom of what's been going on. We need to restore confidence in the Perth Mint. The way to do that is for the Prime Minister to support this call and instigate a royal commission.
In sport, the GWS Giants will head to Perth full of confidence after their opening round win over Adelaide. Coach Adam Kingsley says their match against West Coast on Sunday is a chance to continue to build.
I think it'll just continue to build our belief in around the summer that we've had.
And the Aussie cricket team will take on India later this afternoon in their third one-dayer in Chennai. Our team hoping to claim the series, which is level at 1-1. It's not yet known if Dave Warner will return from injury for the match, with the team to be announced at the toss.